Thank you for joining me this morning. Welcome. I have had several shows with my guest this morning, Stephen Humphreys, who is a litigation lawyer in Athens, Georgia, and Atlanta. And for those who don't remember Stephen, he is representing a professor who was unjustly fired and denied tenure and has not actually had a fair hearing since the case was filed in February of 2013. Well, the case has become an ongoing saga, and I have asked Stephen to join us this morning since there was a final hearing scheduled for March, and it got canceled. So I wanted to get an update on where we are. Good morning, Stephen, and welcome.
Good morning, Barbara. Thank you.
All right. Briefly, give us a recap so that if someone hasn't heard our other shows, you can tell them what has taken place and what is taking place, hopefully, either the end of March or in April.
Okay. I'll do my best. It's a very long and complicated tale full of kind of evil twists and turns of plot. Briefly, I represent Professor Dezo Benedict, who is an outstanding professor in the comparative literature department at the University of Georgia. He is originally from Eastern Europe, is an amazing linguistics expert, and has set up study abroad programs in Eastern Europe and China that have just had unparalleled quality. And of course, you know, it's a kind of ironic tale that, you know, the outstanding professor was also a critic of the president of UGA at the time, which many people were, and found himself embattled by the administration that and let me clarify, they attempted to revoke Professor Benedict's tenure, which is what required to fire a professor. And you have to violate very specific Board of Regents guidelines to have your tenure revoked. And a tenure revocation is actually prosecuted by the Attorney General of Georgia in a legal proceeding. So it's a very serious matter. I represented Professor Benedict in that tenure revocation process. We had a three-day evidentiary hearing. And to clarify, they attempted to revoke his tenure and failed. We are suing them because even though they failed in the effort to revoke his tenure and destroy his career and take away his pension and all the things that that would involve, we were able to prove with UGA's own documents and records and with the sworn testimony of the witnesses that the Attorney General put up to try to revoke Professor Benedict's tenure, we proved several very serious things. One, that the Attorney General and the UGA administration both knew that the charges they attempted to bring against Professor Benedict were false. We proved that the Attorney General had concealed critical evidence similar to a recent case in which the Attorney General was fined for withholding evidence in the a whistleblower case. Our case is much more severe than that. This was something the Attorney General was actually prosecuting and hiding evidence in their own case. And in addition to hiding evidence, they actually went and manufactured false evidence. And then the Attorney General put witnesses on the stand to testify falsely to the false evidence that they had manufactured, and also to testify falsely about the documents that the Attorney General had concealed. And as you can imagine, that is violates a long, very long list of criminal statutes, both state and federal. So although Professor Benedict kept his job, we sued the Board of Regents and the president and several UGA officials for this, you know, attempt to knowingly bring false charges with false evidence against Professor Benedict in violation of numerous, criminal statutes against evidence tampering and perjury and so forth.
Okay, with all the evidence that you have, and I don't understand why it keeps getting thrown back and it won't come to life.
Well, we have had a difficult time getting a hearing in the courts.
But why, when you've got all this evidence?
Well, I don't want to take your listeners to law school, but when you first file a case, the other side can file a motion to dismiss, which means even if everything we say is true, we don't have a claim under the law, and that prevents you from ever presenting your evidence. And so we have never gotten to the stage of being able to present our evidence, which we have voluminous documentation to prove our allegations. But the other thing that is going on, and I think this is maybe more serious than the original crimes that were committed, is that the Attorney General of Georgia has gone on a campaign to try to convince everyone that that these charges are frivolous and groundless and, just being brought by some kooks, and has, stated in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on CBS News and wherever he could talk that the charges were frivolous, that they had no basis whatsoever, that they were nonsensical, that it was an outlandish conspiracy theory. All that is very serious, given that the Attorney General is sitting on a stack of evidence, again, the Board of Regents and UGA's own records showing that the allegations are not frivolous. In fact, if we could get to the point in court of presenting our evidence, it is a total slam dunk. And so prior to the most recent have gone 2 years without being able to even get a hearing. We finally, in one of the cases, had a hearing scheduled for this past week, which the Attorney General canceled at the last minute and also had not filed any kind of response prior to the hearing. And that is because we finally just said, okay, we are going to file with the court some of our evidence showing that these allegations are really irrefutable and uncontradicted and supported by, again, UGA's own records and the sworn testimony of UGA's own witnesses put up by the Attorney General during the hearing. And honestly, I believe it is much more serious that the Attorney General of Georgia, knowing of the documentation of these allegations, knowing of the admissions of criminal conduct involved, has gone out making public statements, not only saying the charges are frivolous and discouraging anyone, the courts, and anybody else from looking at it and trying to convince everyone that it's just, kooky conspiracy theory, but also, even more seriously, attempting to deter other agencies from investigating the documented and, in many cases, admitted criminal conduct that has occurred.
Stephen, we are out of time. I hope you'll come back and update us as soon as you get a hearing. And this is Barbara Dooley talking with Stephen Humphreys this morning on Georgia's Morning News.